What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Tuesday, July 17th. Top stories for today. Pat's going to take one about Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin having a day in Helsinki.
And I'm proud to be an American.
Wes is going to take one about Papa John getting kicked out of his office again.
It's a PR stunt.
I'm going to do one about a village in Indonesia that went on a crocodile killing spree. And Mark's going to take Elon's world. Talk about a pending lawsuit with the British diver that Elon called a pedophile on Twitter.
We're getting him again. We're getting Elon again.
All right.
All right, take it away.
Let me lay it down in Trump world. Donald Trump gave a bizarre press conference yesterday from Helsinki alongside his boss, Vladimir Putin. Putin showed up late for the conference in a limo that dwarfed President Trump's puny limo. There stood Dom and Master, side by side, frequently congratulating each other on a bunch of stuff before addressing what was at the top of everyone's mind: Russians meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Don't worry, America. Trump got assurance from President Putin that there was no meddling. He put us all at rest while throwing the director of national intelligence, Dan Coats, under a Pennsylvania bulldozer by saying, "I have real confidence in my intelligence people, but I must tell you, President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial."
His beautiful eyes. They didn't lie.
Yeah, they were really having a time there.
Listen to those words down. He's using to describe Putin. That's...
Yeah, it's very endearing.
Real weird day for America. Trump followed up by recounting Putin's generous offer to have Mueller's team come work with the Russian intelligence team and figure out what's going on.
Opening the doors.
That was really nice.
Yeah. Great offer.
When asked point blank if he would denounce what happened to Russian interference in 2016 and warn Putin to never do it again, Trump toroed and started a confusing rant about servers, saying, "Where are the servers? I'd like to see the servers." I was confused at first. Here's what the hell he was talking about. Essentially, in 2016, the DNC got hacked. You guys all know that. The FBI copied the hacked server but did not remove it from the DMC. So when Trump's saying, "Where's the servers?" he's essentially saying, "Why don't they have the original server?" Comey, who was head of the FBI at the time, said the copy of the server was sufficient. The hacked info got leaked in June 2016. And last Friday, 12 Russian intelligence officers were indicted for the hack and the leak, a la proof of Russian interference in the 2016 election, but our president gave a press conference.
Right.
The DNC
is
very susceptible to hacking, though. They're more susceptible than I am, and I watch a lot of porn. I go to some like interesting porn sites too. Like, I know they're not safe.
Yeah. And that's not a word you want next to your porn. Interesting.
Yeah.
No, wasn't it spear phishing? Like, they just clicked on a fishy email.
Yeah, they were like, this guy in Jamaica, this prince could really use our help.
There was undoubtedly a lot of bleeding hearts who wanted to help the princes in Uganda. Trump's getting roasted by everyone today. He's getting roasted by Republicans, Democrats. I haven't seen Alex Jones's Twitter, but I imagine he's getting roasted. Dems are mad. Everyone is mad.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, you can't. Have you look at the way he's acting around Putin? It's like Trump is like he's acting like he's the ultimate beta, you know, like he's only attacking other betas like Trudeau and Merkel. But when he gets around an alpha like Putin or Tillerson,
true alpha,
he either like capitulates and talks about how strong and excellent and formidable they are, or he just runs away. Like he just like, you know, gets rid of Tillerson. He looks like he might get rid of Mattis. I mean, just I don't know. I'm pretty shaky. Pretty shaky on Trump right now, and I'm thinking that he's showing a lot of beta tendencies.
Yeah, he's big around betas, but he can't handle an alpha. I agree.
Yeah,
he probably either saw or smelt the death on Putin. He just killed those four protesters.
Yeah.
I mean, that was probably pretty intimidating. That was all it took.
Yeah,
he showed up late in a bigger limo smelling like death.
He smelled blood on Putin's breath. No doubt about it. A liberal blood. Here's the deal. Trump is so focused on people trying to take him down and saying he didn't win the election that he just straight got he got played by Putin. Let's take it to the internet. Sherman Kreiser says, I don't think there's been a day like this in America and, in fact, the world since O.J. Simpson verdict or perhaps 9/11. Perhaps it's a bit of both. Someone find Sherman and fire him or her or ask Sherman to go on vacation for a while because what the fuck are you talking
that's
about?
That's overreaction.
All right,
that's
Wesley,
awesome.
What's going on?
All right, so we're moving over to Papa John Schnatter. Schnatter, not really sure how to say
Schnatter?
It.
Schnatter.
Schnatter, yeah, Schnatter. Whatever. He's in a lot of shit.
Schnattered his company.
He recently stepped down as chairman, spokesperson for the company after he muttered the ultimate of all racial slurs in a conference call.
Did he step down or?
He was forced down. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, in that kind of instance, you probably step down, forced down, same, you know, yeah. Give him a little opportunity. But his problems have continued since then. He is now being forced to be evicted from headquarters by the board of directors. They're basically saying, no, you can't come here anymore, which I see as a big, huge PR move. Of course, he's not allowed in the fucking building, but they're announcing it like they're being really hard on this guy. I don't think he gives a shit.
Is
if he's
like a video
building.
Of
we,
him?
We kicked him out too.
Yeah, is there a video of him like he's they hand him a box. So yeah, it's like a Jerry Maguire scene. Where
exactly.
He's, like, come on.
It's a big fucking PR
stunt. Was
he even
in the building today?
No, probably not. He's probably in his 18,000 square foot
they
mansion.
They deactivated the card while he was 40 miles away getting hammered in Applebee's.
Well, he'd already been asked to step down after a previous racial issue. So like, it's not like he has a job. He's just showing up to that office and hanging out. Like, what did they ask him to stop doing?
He's probably making fake commercials.
They just got a guy that takes him to a green screen and makes him do fake commercials all day.
He'll calm down if you make a commercial.
He just tells his wife, gotta go to work today, honey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotta go make the commercials. Okay, John.
So,
okay, Papa. Call me Papa.
Also, over the weekend, he kind of doubled down saying that he was trying to be the company that he says forced him into this training exercise, which was basically the goal of the training exercise was to prevent this kind of blunder. And he's saying that they forced him into this dialogue where he used the N-word and talked about lynching and all this other stuff. So they say
what would be the worst thing you could possibly do, Papa John?
Yeah.
Hey, Papa, what kind of things did Colonel Sanders say?
Exactly.
Well, Colonel.
So he's saying they tried to extort him for $6 million. I mean, who gives a shit at this point?
He
was dumb enough to say the N-word on tape in a fucking corporate setting. He deserves what he's getting. Yeah, or period. I mean,
I think the dragging the people to death was a little bit more out of line than even the N-word in the context of Colonel Sanders, because that was just, it made no sense. The car thing. Like,
right.
Yeah. He needs to, Papa John needs to embrace this. Like, so he needs to go full heel, right? Like, you can't be like sitting there defending, oh, I'm not really that bad of a guy when you're saying this terrible shit on tape.
Right.
You need to just expose all the bad shit you've ever done.
He needs to be the bad guy in the pizza game. Like the Noid.
Exactly. Then you're going to look amazing after you come out of rehab. So you just like check yourself into rehab, come back. So,
also, Papa John has claimed they're removing Papa from all marketing materials, which is apparently bullshit because we ordered two pizzas tonight and there's his fucking lipless face staring at us.
We were
going to
throw
box.
The pizza away, but then it smelled really
good. It was too good.
So we ate some of it.
Yeah, it was too good. The internet is also weighing in on this debacle. Let's see here. Dump truck midget. Is it me, or does this seem like an incredible overreaction? More like a PC witch hunt. Hippocrates with pitchforks and torches with a nasty willingness to pile on with pent-up hatefulness. That's the one side of it. Another one.
That guy just loves Papa John's.
Yeah, he just doesn't want Papa John's to go away.
He also got to that handle before me, man.
another one. Country girl, 1380. Ha, there is power in the tongue. Choose your words wisely. I mean.
Thanks, country girl.
Yeah. Pretty. Peyton Manning has not been a... been reached for comment about this. I'm sure he sold off his franchise after the NFL thing went down.
Peyton's turning his head 10 degrees in each direction, shaking it. No.
Yeah. So.
is that a all no, right. Peyton? All right, let's move over to the village in Indonesia that killed 292 crocodiles. So on Saturday, July 14th, the district of Serang, West Papua, Indonesia, had a funeral that will never be forgotten in that community. So the day started by burying a local man named Sugito. So the day before the funeral, Sugito was out gathering grass and vegetables for the cattle that he raises when he accidentally wandered onto a sanctuary that breeds some endangered saltwater crocodiles as well as a lot of New Guinea crocodiles.
Nobody told Sugito about this
sounds
place?
Like, yeah, sounds like Sugito was going to find his way to a cave sooner or later, too.
Yeah. Sugito obviously died picking grass in the crocodile
field. Does Sugito coach in a youth soccer team?
Yeah, Sugito blind?
Yeah, no, apparently a well-liked guy in the community. So the crocs killed him, obviously. And then the next day they had the funeral for Sugito, but everybody at the funeral was really pissed. So they went, and first they ransacked the office of this crocodile sanctuary, just destroyed it.
In the name of Sugito.
Yeah, that wasn't good enough. So they went out into the sanctuary itself and just started destroying, just
clubbing
killing crocodiles.
Clubbing
crocodiles. Yeah, clubbing them with the garden tools and whatever they could get their hands on. There was as many as 600 people. Pulling crocs out of the water and beating them to death.
Jesus, like, God.
They're all now wearing crocodile tooth necklaces.
They were all getting drunk at Sugito's funeral. And they're like, are we going to go do this or what?
I don't think Sugito was well-liked. I think that these guys were sitting there waiting to fucking kill these crocodiles, and Sugito might have been the dunce of the village. Like,
hey, oh, yeah, definitely.
They're just looking for a reason. Sugito!
Definitely.
No, a little further, Sugito! Mm-hmm. A little so further!
He was like the martyr.
They didn't like this place. Like the sanctuary was supposed to keep tabs on the crocs and weren't supposed to let it fuck with the village, but they obviously weren't doing a good job. The village already had a bone to pick with them, and they just went for it. So as many as 600 people participated. The cops tried to stop it, but they said it was just too many protests.
But then they just joined in.
Yeah, they're like, wait a minute.
This looks like too much fun.
What a Saturday.
Wait, they killed Sugito?
Like, here, take a swig of this homemade moonshine and get in on the action, officer.
You grab him by the tail. It's actually pretty safe. Grab him by the tail, and you just hit him in the head a bunch of times.
It's like the island of Kong over there.
Dude, if I die, I want that sort of vengeance.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was pretty righteous. They killed almost 300 crocodiles, 292, like I said earlier. And then they piled all the bodies together and took celebratory selfies afterwards. So there's definitely videos, lots of pictures online you can look up. But they're kind of
fun. Everyone's got new boots and jackets over there now.
Yeah, as is tradition.
So some of the internet comments, you got both sides of the aisle, obviously. We have Nick Carpenter on Facebook, and he says he's a human. And he says, and this is why humans are scum.
Yeah.
So...
typed by a crocodile.
What are you, Nick?
Nice, Nick.
Not related to Sugito.
You have the other side, Christina Levington.
Hold on, did
on
Nick
Facebook
masturbate
says,
today, though? Fuck you, Nick. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And then Christina Levington on Facebook says, wish they would come to Florida and do the same thing.
There you go.
So
They got to get rid of the snakes. Shithead.
It's more snakes. They have alligators. Yeah,
pythons.
She's,
there's no crocodiles.
She's on the right path. She's just stupid.
The internet's really disappointed me today, man.
So welcome back. We're going to take another edition of Elon's World here. And I'm going to start off by saying I've got a prediction that by this fall, Elon Musk is either going to be in some rehab, not like for alcohol, but for like it being like he needs a spiritual rehab, or he's going to fake his own death. Because the guy's on fucking tilt.
Strong
all the way on tilt. Mm. He's one tweet away from a full-blown mental breakdown, and I'm loving every minute of it. So,
a minute of it.
I got my popcorn out. I'm like, yes, another Elon article. So, a few days ago, Elon Musk called cave rescue hero, the British hero, Vernon Unsworth, a pedophile on Twitter. He said, sorry, pedo guy. You really did ask for it, though. And that was in response because he was mad at Unsworth, who in an interview stated that, you know, Musk completely did the thing with the submarine as a PR stunt. And that he had absolutely no concept of the Thai caves, like dimensions and stuff. And there's no way that thing would have worked. And that he can just actually take that submarine and shove it where it hurts.
What a fucking thing to say to someone. That's like being like, I know you cheat on your wife and you're a pedophile.
Wait, hold on. So,
Well, yeah.
This guy's the diver.
The diver said that to Musk, and then Musk called him a pedophile.
But Musk went after a guy that actually was involved in the rescue mission.
Yes. Yeah. Called
what
him a pedophile.
Psychopath.
It's like going after a guy like with a purple heart, like right after he got it. So he also doubled down on it because people were like, he's got 22 million followers, and people were like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, this is insane. And he was like, well. He goes, I'll bet you a signed dollar. It's true, though. So he doubled down on it, which is pretty impressive.
Elon Musk knows your browsing history right now.
You think? Yeah. I definitely like to make a few pedophile jokes now and again.
Who does that?
But you have to be certain that the guy you're making the joke about is a fucking pedophile.
Isn't a world-class computer guy.
So you're right. Saying he either has evidence this guy's a pedo or just is randomly calling him a pedo, which there's no way you randomly call someone a pedo unless...
Those are the two options.
Unless...
Elon Musk's brain is like linked to the NSA servers directly.
Yeah.
Like he's got, I mean, he knows. He knows if this guy's a pedophile
or not. Well, Unsworth's now considering suing Musk for libel. And if he does, then I think that it's the option that Musk is just on tilt. And if he doesn't, then it's probably because he's a pedophile.
Probably
so
a pedophile.
So we'll probably find out in the days to come. But
Tesla
stop calling me a pedo, man.
Yeah, please stop calling. I'll sue you. And Musk's like, go ahead.
That's not true, man. That's fucked up, man.
Where does that even come from? That's the last thing I would call someone.
Yeah, I mean, it's
got to be certain.
You got to be certain, and then you know, it's like a strong bluff, and if it hits, it's huge.
It's huge. Yeah, I tend to double zero.
I tend to lean on the side that he doesn't know what he's talking about in this one because of the way he phrased the things. I think he would have brought some serious facts about him being a pedophile if he knew it. But anyways,
perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's starting to learn about Elon Musk, which I knew all along. He's an egotistical maniac that can't be trusted, and he, you know, has a micropenis, which we all know now.
Allegedly.
Sue me for libel, Elon Musk. You're going to have to show off one of your little dick.
Allegedly.
But anyways, keep proving hard factor right, Elon, you little prick. We'll see you back in Elon's world of the soft corner again real soon, buddy.
Nice. Hard factor alleges that this might be true.
All right, one story we didn't get to today. 23 people on a boat in Hawaii were injured by a lava bomb that fell on the boat. So the lava is definitely still flowing.
Hey, you guys want to get close to the
it's a booze
volcano?
Cruise. Yeah.
Real estate agents
what a
in Hawaii
tour.
Are stoked.
Yeah. All right, thanks everybody for listening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
See you later. Yeah.